Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Give God that sacrifice of praise. Continually thank Him for the things that are given to you. Recognize Him. Thank Him when you eat. Thank Him when you drink. Recognize Him in your life. You know, I've been praying again for youth, but also to lose weight again. I'm going through a period where I'm a little bit heavier than normal, and I just love the fact that you can ask Him for anything. You can ask Him for anything in those little details in your life. He will take care of them. Now, it's on His timing, which we've gone over 1,000 times. Everything is on His timing. He sets the days side by side in order that we find nothing past Him. But it's still the opportunity. Christ died for that opportunity, for you to be unleashed or have the liberty to go where you want, to not have the burden, to not be weighted down and not be enslaved to the servitude of the laws. He died for that in order that you can live free. Be thankful for that. I was reading this morning in Ephesians, which I feel like, I mean, I always ask God what to read, and I feel like, man, it's every time it's over here. But if you go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10, it says, in order that now to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be made known through the church or the called ones, the infinitely diversified wisdom of God. I love, love, love the fact that His wisdom is infinitely diversified. I also love that the church, the word church, means the called ones. It's not a building. You are a church. The body of believers. We stand in the body where Christ is the head, moving the body. You are part of the called ones, the church. Verse 11, according to the eternal purpose, the purpose of the ages, which He purposed in Christ Jesus, our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through the faith of Him. In the Old Testament, they could lose that connection with God. Christ died that you cannot lose the connection regardless of your acts. You have confidence with God. Verse 14, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, out from whom every family in heaven and earth is named, in order that He would grant to you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened, which was to be made powerful in effect with might or the ability by His Holy Spirit in the within man. That power from on high, it makes you powerful in effect, to cause effect, and it gives you the ability. And that's not just the normal ability, but the emotional ability. He works with you emotionally, He works with you physically. He gives you that power to cause effect. You have that right now. And if you don't feel that way, it's the world telling, it's the ego or the carnal nature telling you that. You have the ability now. And the reason why you have it is Christ died for that, and God gave it to you as a gift that cannot be taken away. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by a fixed position through faith, in order that being rooted or taking root and founded in love, you may be fully able to comprehend with all the saints what is, and that saints is the called ones, what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to experientially know the love of the Messiah, which passeth experiential knowledge, in order that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. The fullness of God rests in love, and love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. God is love. Once you understand how much God loves you in your life, you are called, you are chosen, He is with you. It's learning to get past the mind and rely on God and pray to God. And it's every little detail that's going on in your life with thanksgiving, giving reverence to Christ Jesus, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. It's reading and believing and standing. It's hard for me to explain the emotional feeling you get when you know that you know that you know that you have confidence in God. And yes, it might get shaky every now and then. Of course it does. But there is a firm reliance, a confidence that never really goes away. In the ups and the downs, he sets those days side by side. And then you find these verses that you can connect in your life. And they stick with you. And as you talk about it, others talk about it. And when you start to believe it and live it, it's gonna cause effect, and it will give you that ability. You have the Holy Spirit. It's a godly spirit that rests in you, working with you, guiding you. Ask God, acknowledge God in all your ways, and he will continually direct your path. Verse 20, now unto him who is able to do infinitely beyond abundance, infinitely beyond anything you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, which is that Holy Spirit, to him be glory in the church through Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. He can do infinitely beyond anything you can think of. Continually stand, get rooted in the source. Have yourself a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, you never pray to Jesus Christ. That's not going anywhere. It's not biblical. You pray to God and lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for... I don't know, just for everything that's going on, that there's a smooth transition, that we can knock everything out that needs to get knocked out. I pray for just the relationships and the interrelationships within our family, that they remain strong and that you get them stronger and stronger every day. I thank you again for the people you surround me with and the people that you put in my life, Father. I thank you again for the moments that we have and how things just kind of circle around and how you constantly know what's going on with me and getting me to a point where I can mentally deal with what the things that need to get done. And again, I just thank you for each and every moment. I pray for your believers and that you just take care of them and just show them your love today. And I thank you again for your son and what he did for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.